Well, we just sang Higher Ground, and Higher Ground speaks of progress. And I'm sure each one of us, if we have the right attitude, will look to progress this year 2009. Tung taong ng 2009, humahanap tayo at tumitingin sa progreso. Progreso sa maraming bagay. Gusto natin ng progreso sa ekonomiya, progreso sa ating lipunan, progreso sa iba't ibang mga bagay. Pero sana huwag natin kaligtaan yung progreso ng ating kaluluwa, progreso ng kaharian ng Diyos, progreso para sa kaluwalhatian ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. And this is something that we look forward to, I hope, in the year 2009. Kung balikan natin yung 2008, ang taong ito ay naging saksi ng mga makasaysayang mga pangyayari. There were very historic developments in the world during the year 2008. Tuwing mag-aalala tayo, pwede nating gawin ng dalawang columns, yung mga magaganda, yung mga hindi masyadong maganda. And we always have the mixture of those that are good developments, those that we may consider bad, but that's always the case. Any year, we think of. At nung taong 2008, mga makasaysayang mga pangyayari, mga unang bagay, siguro namumukod-tangi dito ay ang pagkakahalal ng unang African-American sa United States. He will be taking his oath of office on January 20, and it will really be a very historic occasion for the first African-American to be the President of the United States. Pwede nating tingnan sa larangan ng palakasan, Beijing Olympics stands out doon sa 2008, which is a good thing to have a country which was pretty much isolated in much of its history. Ngayon ay talagang bahagi na ng mundo, which is a good thing. At bagamat sinasabi natin communist country yan, ang totoo ay very capitalist ang kanilang pamamalakad ngayon sa negosyo, kaya napakamaunlad. So those are good things, but how can we forget the tragedies of 2008? Siguro talagang mararamdaman pa rin natin ngayong taong 2009 ay yung nagsimula noong 2008, pagbagsak ng ekonomiya, malimit ikinukumpara sa depression, the Great Depression of the 30s. Actually, nagsimula siya ng 1929, nagbagsakan din ang mga stocks, and very comparable itong mga nangyayari ng nagsimula noong 2008 that will be remembered. And of course, tragedies like calamities, cyclone in Burma. May dalawa akong estudyanteng Burmese at talagang affected sila noon. They have people they know na namatay, libo-libo yung namatay sa cyclone ng Burma. One of my students even went back home para tingnan ang nangyari, and he brought home pictures of very pathetic sights ng calamity doon. And to think na Burma is one of the most oppressed countries in the world. Pagsamahin mo yung oppression, tapos dinalaw pa ng kalamidad na kalulunos na bagay. Oh, the earthquake in China, na again, thousands died from that calamity. Oh, isipin natin yung mga digmaan na nangyari noong 2008, just as the Beijing Olympics was opening, Russia invaded Georgia. And then, just towards the end of the year, Israel attacked Hamas sa Gaza City. So we have those share of tragedies as well as good developments in the year 2008. Eh, kung yan ay pananaw natin pang mundo, sa ating bansa, anong maalala natin? Maritime disasters. Andiyan naman ang pagpapalit ng mga liderato sa Senado, mula kay Villar, ay kay Enrile, sa House. Hindi mo akalain yung natibay na alyansa ng administrasyon at Speaker Jose de Venecia. Siya na yung naging mukha ng House for many years. Eh, hindi mo akalain mapapalitan noong taong 2008 at ngayon ay si Speaker Nograles. At sino makakalimot ng pangalang Jokjok? That's 2008, which means in 2008, our country was normal. In the sense na yan naman ang lagi nating nararanasan, corruption, disasters, etc. But let's have a more positive outlook sa ating pananaw. Especially as Christians, naniniwala tayo, isang bagay na palagi nating iniisip ay yung providence. madaling unawaan ko ano ang providensya by comparing and contrasting this with miracles. Kung alam niyo yung ating mamaya, awitin natin mamayang hapon, yung I do not know what lies ahead, by bandang doon sa original, I trust the God of miracles. Pinalitan natin yan deliberately na I'll trust the God of providence. Ang miracle ay pag-asa ng something spectacular, something supernatural would intervene at yun ang magiging dahilan ng ating success. Whereas providence is hoping in the God who moves through the second causes, natural, ordinary means. That's providence. At tayo bilang naniniwala sa providensya ng Diyos, hindi maaring tingnan natin ang mga pangyayari na isolated, na basta nangyari. As believers in the providence of God, we always think of God's design. We always think of God's intention. Not that we are able to divine what the intention of God is in every instance, but nonetheless, we always say, there, we know there is something that God is permitting to happen. Yung sinabi ng isang awit, behind a frowning providence, He hides a smiling face. So hindi nawawala iyon, kaya ganyan yung paniniwala natin, and that's the reason why every Sunday of any year, we begin with church resolutions. And so we begin this series of Sunday School ng taong 2009 with an isolated lesson on what resolutions we can make for the year 2009. Let us just review na may papel para sa mga resolutions. Resolution is simply saying, I will. And there are I wills in the Bible. Maraming mga sa Biblia na sinasabing, gagawin ko to, itong pasya ko. So there is nothing wrong about resolutions as such. There is the I will of the Bible, and it is part of a well-planned life. Yung mga nagbabahala na lang, dyan masyadong isang weakness na kultura ng Pilipino, yung bahala na at ang nangyayari ay walang pagpaplano, walang pag-iisip ng dapat niyang gawin in an organized way, and he becomes random with his life. Let us avoid that. We need to have a well-planned life. And a well-planned life means plan. And plan involves what we will do in advance. And that's good for resolution. However, let us review yung limitation ng resolution. Yung resolution ay yun lamang. It's a resolution. Unless it is implemented, it will just remain as resolution. Maganda yung sinabi ng Psalm 119. Kung buksan nyo sa Psalm 119, isang review lamang ito. But we keep reminding ourselves, verses 57 to 60. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. Now, tingin niyo sa verse 59. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. So pansinin niyo yung mga ginawit, sinabi rito ng psalmist, meron siyang I will, may gagawin siya. And then, I thought on my ways. Nag-isip siya ng kanyang mga gawi. And then, ano yung mahalaga rito sa implementation? Yung sinabi niya, I made haste and did not delay. That's where many fail. Diyan natatalo ang marami sa kanilang resolusyon. May maganda silang pasya, may maganda silang plano, but they delay. And delay often results in inaction. Ayan ang iwasan natin. Kung meron ka nakita sa pag-iisip mo sa iyong sarili na dapat baguhin, ay baguhin natin. Pero magsimula ka agad, mag-umpisa ka, do not delay. That's where many resolutions come to fruitlessness. Is because of delayed implementation. But of course, part ng limitation ng resolution is we are unsure of God's providence. Meron kang plano, pero anong sabi ni James? Do not just say, I will. Ang sabihin mo ay, if God wills, I will do this and that. So whether you talk of action or time frame, nilimitahan niya ni James. Hindi mo lang basta pwedeng sabihin, gagawin mo. Kinakailang isipin mo ang providensya ng Diyos. Hindi natin alam yan. We are not sure of that. And so whatever I will we do, we make, it must always be tempered with belief in the providence of God. So, by way of summary, ang ginagawa natin sa ating church resolutions ay nagbibigay ng summary nung nakaraang taon, yung mga diniinan natin na mga mensahe at mga pag-aaral. Gayun na rin, yung mga karanasan natin ng mga nakaraang taon ay binabalikan lang nating panandalian upang maalala natin, and that's what we're going to do if we have still time, yung mga gustong humabol ng testimony ng 2008 na naubusan nung dalawang linggo, ay makakahabol kayo. So, let's begin with, I have three suggestions for our church resolutions. First, let us be thankful for the fruits of the ministry of the Word. Dito ako madalas mag-umpisa sapagkat naniniwala akong we need to be encouraged sa pag-iisip natin ano mangyayari. Isipin natin yung encouraging sa mga nangyari. At may mga encouraging sa mga nangyari sa atin. Meron tayong mga bunga, at ang mga bunga na ito, tinuturing natin na bunga ng salita ng Diyos. Sa ating iglesia, isang masayang nakakaligayang bunga ay isang suwail na anak na nanumbalik at sa kaligayahan ng kanyang nanay ay naging miyembro ng ating iglesia. That's something that we need to be thankful for because nire-represent niyan hindi lamang yung isang tao na kinilos ng biyaya ng Diyos, nire-represent niyan yung panalangin ng isang ina sa maraming taon na kuminsan tingin natin ay wala ng saysay pero biglang-bigla binigyang saysay ng Panginoon, and this is something very meaningful. Then, itong nakaraang taon din, bumalik yung mag-asawang Nor at Ningning sa atin. That's very welcome development. And indeed, they are very welcome. So, nagkaroon ng bunga sa salita ng Diyos sa ating kalagitnaan. Pero siguro ang masasabi kong pinaka-mabunga sa atin noong taong 2008 ay sa ating outreach. We had several additions to our Kalawag outreach. We baptized a couple, individuals, and ang pinaka-significant dyan ay our male population in Kalawag Outreach grew 100%. Yes, 100% from 1 to 2. That's 100%. Pero, tandaan natin, yung nadagdag si Boyet ay nagkakalid na ngayon sa prayer meeting ng iglesia. Kung wala si Romy, minsan pumupunta siya ng Quezon ng Sabado, ay Boyet is now able to lead. And that's a good addition sa ating iglesia. So that's something that we really are thankful to God for. And doon din sa Quezon, we have baptized, again, our first fruits. Doon sa Quezon, sa Alabat Island, I'm not talking of Quezon Province, but Quezon Town, sa Alabat Island ay nakapag-baptize rin tayo ng ilan doon. And there is now a vibrant outreach group in Quezon Town na gathering regularly, dinadalaw ni Romy ng every Friday or Saturday. And Sunday, nag-gather sila around an audio material for the Word of God. So just try to imagine what the Lord has been able to do at naging highlight sa atin noong taong 2008, yung ating anniversary when we were able to fellowship with these people from Kalawag as well as from Quezon. It was a highlight. To me, it was a highlight of the year to have had fellowship with them. Isang talagang ginagamit ng Panginoon. Nakikita natin ang paggamit ng Panginoon sa pulpito, but huwag natin kalimutan na in various modes of communication, we sought to circulate the Word of God. At isang bagay ito na patuloy nating ginagawa. So, by multimedia, ay hindi lang yung live preaching na ginagawa natin dito sa ating iglesia. Through multimedia, we are using various modes. And the purpose, again, is yung sinabi ni Paul in 2 Thessalonians 3 na ikalat, patakbuhin, yung ginamit niyang salita, patakbuhin ang salita ng Diyos. Yan ang gusto nating mangyari. So, what have we done sa ating multimedia? We had surprising fruits through our radio broadcast in Quezon. Ipapaalala ko lang sa inyo yung nangyari dito. At the beginning of the year 2000, towards the end of 2007, we were then thinking of dismantling the radio broadcast. After several years, it seemed fruitless. Kami ni Romy noon ay nag-uusap. Well, sinabi namin, why don't we give it another try? Just another contract with the radio station. Ibahin lang natin. Instead of a plain 30-minute recorded message, gawin natin 1 hour. And after the 30-minute recorded message, live anchor. So ganun ang ginawa natin. Yung unang-unang linggo na ganun ang format, after the recorded message, Brother Romy did live anchor, may nag-text. Nakikinig po kami. At yun ay si Krisa from Quezon, Quezon. And during my visit ng buwan na yun, December, nagkakilala kami. And then later on, I think March of 2008, the couple Rexon and Krisa were baptized as the first fruits of our radio broadcast, resulting in baptism. And then after the couple, may mga sumunod pa after that, hanggang nun sa ating anniversary familyhood, ay meron din tayong binaptized doon, galing both sa Kalawag, galing sa Quezon. And these are fruits of our broadcast ministry in a very surprising way. So where do we attribute that? Well, it cannot be just the message, because it's been the same message for several years. It must have been, well, gusto kong isipin yung live anchor, isang dahilan. But the point is, the Lord reached out in ways that we were not aware was happening. Wala, hindi namin kilala. Wala tayong nakakakilala doon sa mga taga Quezon. And yet, dumating sa kanila yung broadcast at namunga ang salita ng Diyos sa kanila. Hindi lamang sa radio broadcast, there were responses, surprising responses from many places to the messages of our website. Ginagawa itong ating website, at ang mga laman niyan ay mga mensaheng ginagawa sa ating iglesia. And I have had several responses, feedback sa website na yon. Gusto kong magbasa ng ilan sa inyo. Nagagamit ko itong ilustrasyon, but I have not read any specific. But let me do that this morning. Etong isa from a Mark Romin Molines. Good day po, Pastor. Noong nasa Laguna po ako para mag-training sa aming SIT3, Supervised Industrial Training, para po sa requirements ng aming school, ay nakapunta ako sa isang Baptist church. Kasi sa panahon na yun ay naghahanap po kami ng local church. Dayo lang po kami, at salamat sa Diyos nakahanap po kami. Pangalan ng church ay Reformed Bible Baptist Church. Doon po sa loob yata ng isang taon ako sumasamba. Napansin ko po na kahit simple lang ang pamaraan ng pagsamba, pero parang mas may makabuluhan, lalo na kapag dumating na sa oras ng pangangaral. Ngunit sa oras ng uuwi na ako papunta sa Negros, ay napansin po ng pastor namin na kahit medyo may kalayuan, ay sana po makapag-fellowship man lang o kaya maka-update man lang kahit minsan. Binigyan niya ako ng 2006 Pastors Conference na CD, at binigyan niya ako ng mga website, at isa doon ang www.gbclb.org. Hanggang ngayon po ay nakikipag-usap pa rin ako sa aming pastor at nagtatanong, at dyan ko kayo nakilala. Nagagalak ako na makapag-share sa inyo, at malaki po ang tulong ng web at mga sermons ninyo. Nagpapasalamat po ako sa Panginoon sa okasyon na ito. So that's from Mark Molines. May several emails siya sa akin, but let me read this time from Dubai. Niel Tarun. Dear Pastor Noel, muli lubos na pasasalamat sa biyaya ng Diyos at sa bawat isa sa atin. Malaki na po ng pagbabago ang nararanasan namin sa biyaya ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng mga downloaded sermons po galing sa website ninyo. Paulit-ulit po namin pinapakinggan ang bawat katuruan. Sa patotoo po, ito po ang ginagamit namin sa Bible study dito, at sa biyaya niya, ang mga ito ay binabalita ko sa mga kaibigan kong evangelical dito, at sila po ay naliliwanagan. Again, we had several exchanges. So these are just examples from several places how the website is being used. At again, hindi natin akalain na may ganung extent na mangyari sa ating website. Nagpapasalamat ako sa mga nagtatrabaho dito at patuloy na gumagawa para sa ating website. Noong 2008 rin, ay pinagpala ng Panginoon ang atin ng mga print ministry. We started yung transcription ministry, and at the same time, we reached the peak of our print ministry in issue 100 of the Herald of Reformation. And I could say na what we wanted to accomplish through a very modest means was accomplished beyond our expectation. As I said in the editorial nung valedictory issue na yun, when we started, there were just but two churches that espoused the Reformed Baptist conviction, CRBC and our church. 1689 confession was almost unheard of. Evangelicals, kanilang mga ginagawa unchallenged as far as their trends are concerned. Well, after more than 20 years and using the Herald of Reformation, still there, yung mga problema na yun, but as I said in my editorial, no longer unchallenged. And the 1689 confession, Reformed Baptist conviction is spreading. And so even though we had to bid farewell, as I believe it was time to do so, sa ating HOR, we are transitioning to a different form, but still written ministry, printed ministry sa ating church. Well, my point here is that whether it's through airwaves, through online, through print, multimedia, we are using these means in order to reach out. That's all that we can do, but the fruit is the Lord's. Ang Panginoon ang makapagbibigay lamang ng bunga. At kaya natin inaalala yan ay para sabihin sa atin, every added fruit is an evidence of the activity of God's grace. Bawat bunga ay patunay ng kumikilos ang biyaya ng Diyos. Sapagkat naniniwala tayo, yung sinabi ni Paul in 1 Corinthians 3, I planted, Apollos watered, but only God can give the increase. So that's what we can do. We plant through live preaching, we plant through online, through airwaves, through print, we plant, we sow, we water, but only God can give the increase. And because there is an increase, God must have been working. Yun ang ating masasabi, especially as we have renounced means that are popular today, that are sure to secure results through human means, we renounce those things. Talagang we are totally dependent. If ever there will be fruit, it must be God's fruit, not ours. So we bless God for that. At ang resolve natin because of this, as God has proved Himself able to prosper the world, pinamungan ng Panginoon ang kanyang salita, gawin nating resolusyon na magpakasigasig tayo sa ating patotoo at misyon. Kaya ginagawa pala ng Panginoon in ways we are not aware of, sa paraang hindi natin nalalaman, kumikilos pala ang Diyos, nabibigay bunga. Nagbigay bunga sa anak na pinapanalangin at nagkaroon ng tugon ng Diyos na inakala natin ay walang saysay. Nagmunga ang salita ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng ating mga pamamaraang ginagamit. Ay hamunin natin ang sarili natin. Magsalita ka para sa Ebanghelyo ng Diyos. Ilang ulit mo ginawa yan noong 2008. Kung bihira, resolution mo ngayon na mas magsasalita ka para sa Panginoon. Kasama na yung pananalangin sa ating prayer meeting na pinapanalangin natin ang masidhi, ang ating mga outreaches. Yung pag-anyaya mo sa mga tao na makapakinig ng salita ng Diyos, that is already an arm of evangelism. When you invite someone to come to the church under the sound of the gospel, you are being a part of the evangelistic activity of the church. And I am encouraging you to resolve na itong taong 2009, mas mag-invite ka, mas mag-anyaya ka ng iyong mga mahal sa buhay, mga kakilala. Yung mga ginagawa nating tract, huwag nating sayangin. I can tell you, and I have told you of actual results of tract giving in history. Hudson Taylor is one who was the missionary to China who became very fruitful. His conversion was due to reading a tract. And I can tell you more. But the point is, hindi yan walang saysay. Kaya kapag gumagawa tayo, at yung kayo na may kakayahang magsulat, please mag-submit kayo. Gagawin natin itong tract. And then, pag ipinamahagi natin, kung ikaw ang naka-assign sa grupo na yon, really, be responsible to give it away. Because yung sinabi ng Ecclesiastes 11, cast your bread in this place or that place because you do not know which one God will prosper. So let us have that responsibility. Binigyan din natin yan sa ating mga serye nung nakaraang taon. We had a series ng Ebanghelyo sa Ethiopia. At syempre, natapos natin yung second part ng ating isang Ebanghelyo lamang ng Galatians. Noong 2007, natapos natin ang chapters 1 and 2. 2008, natapos natin chapters 3 and 4. Ang punto natin sa serye ng Galatians ay yung sigasig ni Pablo na huwag ikompromiso ang Ebanghelyo. Diba? Inuulit-ulit ko. Dito lang sa Galatia, ang pag-umpisa ni Pablo ay niwalang pagpapasalamat. Samantalang kung ikukumpara natin sa mga problema, malala ang problema sa Korinto, pero nauna pa rin yung pasasalamat niya. Sa Galatia, doon siya talaga hindi nag-umpisa sa pasasalamat kundi sa pagsaway. Bakit? Ang nakompromiso ay Ebanghelyo. Ganun katindi ang sigasig ni Pablo sa Ebanghelyo. At ang hamon ko sa atin ay hamunin natin yung sarili natin na maging masigasig rin para sa Ebanghelyo. We had a series ng Jeremiah, brave message of the weeping prophet. Sa panahon na tumatalikod ng malawakan ng Judah, si Jeremias ay buong tapang na nangaral, pero yung katapangan na merong pagtangis is a combination of boldness with compassion. It's a great combination that we need to have. Kailangan natin. And kung maalala ninyo ang tema natin ng anniversary, ay to the regions beyond. Ginamit kong text yung sa Corinthians kung saan nilalabanan si Pablo at ang parang sinasabi ni Pablo, kung yan ang gusto ninyo, ay my eyes are on the regions beyond. And that's what we need to do. Naiisip lang natin itong immediate community natin and we need to think about that. But we are in the Philippines. We need to think of the nation. And we need to think of Asia. And if God should give us the means, we need to think of the mission in the world. That's what the Great Commission is all about. So let us be encouraged by what the Word of God can do when attended by His power. Yan, sinabi niya, hindi ba Isaiah 55, He is able to prosper the world. The world will not return unto Him void. Maniwala tayo roon. At ngayong taong 2009, hinahamon ko ang iglesia na binigyan tayo ng bunga sa nakaraang taon, mag-resolve ba tayo na tayo ay magiging masigasig para sa salita ng Diyos sa taong ito? Ikalawa, let us be dependent upon God's enabling while we are faithful in our calling. Ginawa ko itong isama sapagkat sa ating Sunday school classes, we had several testimonial series kung saan ginamit natin ng insight from scriptures. Pero itong taong ito ay medyo umiba tayo sapagkat gumamit tayo ng mga karanasan ng mga nasa iba't ibang larangan. So we had our help series. Help, I'm a student. Help, I'm a worker. Help, I'm a parent. And help, I'm sick. Sa iba't ibang serye na yan, ako'y nakinabang din dyan at medyo pahinga ako sa mga ganung panahon. Pero ang point ay nakinabang ako dahil narinig ko yung insights ng mga nasa ganung mga larangan. I'm sure you could speak more about stress in work more than I could do. I have my own stress which would be quite unique from the stress you are experiencing. And it was a profit to me. Naging napakinabangan kong makinig. At siguro itong taong ito ay gagawa pa rin tayo ng mga ganyang format ng Sunday school series natin. But one thing that we have learned is that God has promised enabling, but in the way of obedience and means of grace. So yun ang huwag nating paghiwalayin. Ha? Yung itong enabling, It's from the Lord. But ours is to obey and then use the means of grace. Hindi pwedeng humihingi tayo ng enabling ng Panginoon samantalang hindi tayo sumusunod o kaya ay pinababayaan natin yung kasangkapan ng Panginoon. So we must be faithful in the means, and what we need to resolve here is let us be certain of our calling, ano ang panawagan mo, and then be faithful and be zealous in it. We used as key text to this Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Yung version natin yan ay, whatever is worth doing, it is worth doing well. Well, mas maganda yung biblical statement, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. So, tanungin mo sarili mo, dun sa ginagawa mo ngayon, are you doing it with all your might? Now, take note sa statement na yan, hindi yan comparative. Are you better than others? That's not the point. Are you the best in your class? Well, again, that's not the point. You don't need to be. But what you need is not to outdo others, but to outdo your own tendency to sloth, tendency to neglect. You need to outdo yourself. And that's part of zeal in calling it. Nung taong 2008, marami tayong pinag-aralan at narinig ng mga patotoo patungkol sa ating panawagan. And then lastly, let us more consistently conduct ourselves as a church founded on Christ. Mas lalo tayong kumilos na angkop sa ating pagiging iglesia na nakasalig kay Jesucristo. Noong 2008, we had several ministries in the pulpit which were church-oriented to challenge our commitment. So, nung anniversary series natin, yung matatandaan, saliga ng iglesia ay si Kristo Jesus, bagamat ginamit ko yung popular na awit, the church is one foundation, but the point is that it is all in the scriptures. Na tayo yung pagiging iglesia natin, ang ikinaiba natin sa ibang mga samahan is not wealth or organization or influence. What sets us apart is that we are founded upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We had a brief series in Sunday school, which in terms of feedback, I judged to be one that had good impact. Tatlong lessons lang ito, the church and the churches. Kung yung matatanda ng binanggit ko riyan ay, we must have an outlook of the universal church. Ang universal church is all Christians in the world. So lahat ng Kristiyano, yung totoong Kristiyano sa mundo, ay kabilang na sa iglesia. John 10:16, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and there shall be one shepherd and one flock. So, lahat ng idinala ni Kristo sa sarili niya ay one flock. Yan yung basis natin ng unity. Hindi organizational, hindi ecumenical. Ang basis natin ng unity is that if you are a Christian, no matter if you are Baptist, Pedo-Baptist, charismatic, non-charismatic, if you are a Christian, my first attitude should be, you belong to the flock of Christ as I do. So, hindi ko kailangan na magkaroon muna tayo ng similarity ng theology as far as the doctrines of grace are concerned. Ang kailangan ko munang matiyak, talaga bang mananampalataya ka ni Kristo? Kung mananampalataya ka ni Kristo, kapatid kita. Yan dapat ang attitude na ihubugin natin. Medyo may struggle sa ganyan ang mga reformed. As I have experienced and have encountered, may ganyang struggle sapagkat mahalaga sa atin yung reformed doctrines, nalilimutan natin kung minsan ang pangunahin ay kabilang ba kay Kristo. At kung kabilang siya kay Kristo, kapatid siya. Kapwa siya tupa sa kawa ng Panginoon. But we also made a point, what is the local church? Well, the local church is not as a part which sums up the universal church. A local church is the universal church manifested in a place. At gumanda yung pananaw natin na isipin natin, what is the church, Grace Baptist Church dito? It is the Church of Christ in a place. We call it Los Baños pa rin sa ating formal name, but we are now here in Baie. The point is, this is the Church of Christ in a place. It's a manifestation. And you often hear me pray na even as we gather, though we are but small, we are part of that innumerable company. And it is true. It is something that has struck me as I thought again on this issue. At sana ma-antig tayo ng katotohanan na yan. We had a brief series on Ezekiel, Visions of God's Glory. Tatlong mensahe lang ito, pero matatandaan nyo panuhin natin ni Ezekiel yung kanyang mga visions. Yung una ay the vision of God's glory coming to the temple. And then, the second part, God's glory departing from the temple. And thirdly, God's glory returning to the temple. Which means, which shows, the temple only had meaning, not because of its structure, but because of the presence of the Lord. Ganun din ang iglesia. Kaya yung sa scripture reading natin kanina, pinaalala sa atin na hindi yung struktura, hindi yung lugar ang holy, kundi the presence of God. And that's what makes a church, is the presence of God. We had a long series on Isaiah, prophet of the gospel. Kung maalala ko, ito yata yung 4 months na series. And the basic thrust is the prospect of the church. Maganda ang plano ng Diyos para sa kanyang bayan. Na sa Isaiah, kinakatawan ng Juda, ng Israel. Ngunit ang katuparan ay sa iglesia, ay magkaroon tayo ng magandang saloobin sa magaganap sa iglesia ayon sa plano ng Panginoon. So therefore, let us count it a favor of God to belong to the church. Gawin natin ang kininating pabor ng Diyos na mapabilang sa iglesia. It is part of what we had a brief series in February, Loving the Lord Jesus. If you love the Lord Jesus genuinely, you will love the church that Christ loves. And let us therefore resolve. With the favor comes serious responsibility of covenant commitment. Pabor yan, kung ang kinin mong pabor, isipin mo na ito ay may kaakibat na mga responsibilidad pananagutan. At tayo bilang iglesia, isinulat natin ang mga pananagutan na yan sa isang tipanan. At ang tipanan, pinapahalagahan ng Diyos. Kasi siya mismo, ang kanyang pakikitungo sa mga tao, sa kanyang mga tao ay sa pamamaraan ng tipanan. Kaya tayo nagtipanan, seryosohin natin ang tipanan natin sa isa't isa. So looking forward in the year 2009, remember we opened the year 2008 na pinagningas natin yung pananalig sa isang serye ng dapat at di dapat magbago. Sa pag-umpisa ng taon, isipin mo mga dapat magbago, pero sa batayan ng mga hindi dapat magbago. Ganun tayo nag-umpisa. And we ended with a series on painful times. At magandang pag-ugnayin yun. May mga dapat at di dapat magbago. Ganun pa rin tayo ngayong taon. Ngunit gawin natin, kahit pa dumating tayo, in our series on Psalm 102, in painful times, the constant is the Lord of eternity. So 2009 is just a small bracket in the eternity of God. But you and I will have to live through it in the next 361 days, but we will have to learn to trust in the God of eternity in this small bracket of our time, 2009. Any question, anything you like to add or comment sa ating mga nabanggit? Questions or comments sa ating Church Resolutions 2009? Or let us open the floor to those who would like to give a testimony of your lessons, impressions of 2008 that we didn't have time in the last 2 Sundays. I'll give you the opportunity. Pero yun lang, hindi pa nakapagbigay ng kanilang pagtuo.
Hinawala.
Addition me.
Yung gusto ko lang mag-add dun sa tungkol sa transcribed materials. Sabi nga ni Pastor Joey na yung Yung printed materials, yung advantage na over audio or yung ibang means ay yung mas mabilis na mababasa o makukuha yung message through reading. Tapos, ang isa pang sinabi naman ni Ate Deng, yung transcribed material, since message siya, parang, at saka, yung context nun, Filipino context. So, mas nakaka-relate sila dun sa message. So, yun naman kay Kuya Ton, actually, nagustuhan niya yung 100 issue nung tungkol sa gospel, specifically yung kay John Piper naman eh, yung inano niya. Actually, bumili siya ng additional para ipamahagi dun sa iba. At ang isa pang yung comment naman ni Ate Esther, sa tingin ko, isa rin na pwedeng gawin dun sa transcription ay isa Tagalog yung ibang English. Dahil talagang there's a dearth ng Tagalog materials na Christian.
Okay, thank you, Mina. So, may mga patotoo ng pagkilos ng Panginoon sa pamamagitan ng ating mga printed ministry. Yung advantage nga ng print ay maaari mo siyang balik-balikan at maipamigay. At isang bagay na patuloy natin gagawin itong 2009, although it's no longer the HOR, but we will go to transcription. At kung meron sa inyo na may kakayahang magsaalin ng ating English message na yun ang ginagamit natin ngayon into Tagalog, you're most welcome. That gift is most welcome. So I'm sure there will be many who will profit. Makikinabang sila kapag mabasa nila in Tagalog. So, merong gusto mag-volunteer, please wag nating ipagkait ang ating kaloob. Any other thought na gusto niyo idagdag sa nasabi? Or the floor is so open for those who would like to share your testimonies nung 2008, anong itinuro sa iyo ng Panginoon ng 2008, at anong mga impresyon sa iyo na gusto mong ipahagi, you are welcome to do so. O, limot nyo na yung 2008. Anyone? What was 2008 like and how will it help you address the concerns of 2009? Kung ayaw niyong tumayo sa harap, pwede rin sa inyong upuan. So either testimony or additional thoughts for resolution sa 2009, you're welcome. Meron? Wala. Well, ano man ang harapin natin sa taong 2009, I'm sure when we started 2008, we didn't know what was in store for us, and yet we ended it with rejoicing at what God has done. And we could say in the language again of Psalm 118 na it is of the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. So, last call, any addition, testimonies for the year 2008 na you would like to share to the church? Kung biglang nagpakita si G.
voluntary na persado ba to? Yung last year kasi, wala na akong time. So, parang senior ko na lang kay Ike sana yung sasabihin ko. So, since meron naman tong time na to, I might as well share it with you. Yung last year, huwag mo na yung spiritual, ha? More on family relationship. Last year, 2008, nakita ko yung binigyan ako ng pagkakataon ng Panginoon na I enjoyed yung family ko during my 50th birthday. Since 15 years old, na-appreciate ko na yung buhay. So, yung 50 years, talagang tuwan-tuwa na ako noon na nabigyan na ako ng Panginoon ng 50 years. And then just the same, that same year, naka-silver anniversary kami. So, isang pagpapala pa rin sa Panginoon na ang nagme-maintain ng relationship ng husband and wife is the Lord. So, talagang pinagpapasalamat ko pa rin sa Panginoon. Kasi kung kami lang ni Ike yung kabaitan naming sarili, ay kulang na kapus yun sa panuntunan ng Panginoon. So, kung hindi ang Panginoon ang maghahawak ng family, ng husband and wife, you'll not reach that mga anniversaries. And then, minalimutan pa akong isa. Yung tatay namin, kasi matagal na namin pinagpipray yung tatay ni Ike na maya't-maya, marami siyang reasons not to go here on Sundays. So, pati yung mga bata, pinagpipray siya. So, nung nagkaroon ng syncope attack, yung term ng doctor, it's because of his carotid vein na parang sikip na yon talaga. So, konting usok lang or medyo masakal siya ng konti, talagang ma-atake siya or matutumba siya, magko-collapse. So, it was an opportunity for us na yung makapag-minister sa kanya. And he was, yung talagang nakikita ko siya ngayon, nagbabasa siya ng Bible niya. Or yung minsan hinahanap pa rin niya yung patingin ng Catholic Bible. So, kino-compare na niya siguro. So, malaking bagay sa amin yon na makasama namin siya, maalagaan at ma-minister in some ways. At yung sa aking gawain sa hospice, for the past year, marami akong patient na nawala na. There were times na talagang takot akong mag-minister sa isang pastor. Na sabi ko, anong ministeryong gagawin ko dito? Pastor na nga eh. So, but the Lord provides me with words to comfort. At syempre, yung provision ka sa kanya ng morphine. May mga kapatid tayo dito na nag-support din sa akin para makapagbigay ng mga gamot ng mga patient. So, hindi ka basta makapag-minister kasi pag sila ay talagang nananakit yung buong katawan, masakit yung kanilang mga atay or whatever na masakit sa kanila. So, talaga imposibleng i-minister sila pagka in pain sila. But by the time na medyo composed na sila because of pain relievers, ayun, nakakakwentuhan ko na sila, napapatawa ko yung mga ganong klase. Just yung last quarter nitong 2008, parang may nakita pa akong isang biyaya ng Panginoon sa akin na makapag-minister ng mga cult, mga iglesia ni Cristo. Kasi pagkakasama ko yung mga Katoliko, syempre labasan ng rosaryo yung mga yon. Di syempre sinisimangutan sila nung pasyente na hindi namin kailangan yan. But then, pag ako yung napunta, ini-entertain nila ako. Kasi sasabihin ko sa kanila, do you have a Bible of your own? So, hindi yung Bible ko. Dala ko yung Bible ko, pero pag sinabihan ko yung iglesia ni Cristo, may Bible ka ba? So, dahil wala sila, oh, can we use my Bible? So, by yung mga ganyang parang ginagawa ko, kahit yung ibang faith, tinatanggap nila ako. So, yes, I am able to minister to them. At yung mga pagtuturo ni Pastor dito, yun talaga ang nagagamit ko na sandata para makapag-minister sa kanila. Yan lang.
Okay, maraming salamat, Chi. Na-share niya ang mga milestones sa kanyang buhay. 50th year, 25th anniversary. At nagagamit siya ng Panginoon sa kanyang ministeryo sa hospice at iba pang pagkakataon. I think of Psalm 127 verse 1, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." So it must be the Lord. So maraming salamat. Anyone else na hindi pa nakapag-share ang gustong gamitin ng the last few minutes for sharing what it was like for you in 2008? Tandaan yung mga lalaki, outscored pa rin tayo ng malaki-laki. Kung meron sa inyo. Tina?
Ano po, Pastor, nagpapasalamat po ako sa Panginoon. Gusto ko lang po idagdag dun sa naging testimony ko po last time. Yung pong blessedness po na yung first Sunday po ng 2008 hanggang last Sunday po ng 2008 ay nandito po kami sa church na buong family. So napakalaking blessing po nun talaga na yun nga pong sa preservation niya. And then ngayon po, first Sunday of 2009, and hopefully hanggang last Sunday po of 2009 ay talaga po maging mabuti po ang Panginoon sa amin, sa buong family pa rin po na nasa church. Kasi yun po yung napakalaking blessing na dadalhin po namin week by week sa buong taon. Eh, yun po ang nagsusustain sa spiritual, sa lahat-lahat po na paglabas mo na ng iglesia, na nasa mundo ka na. Yung mga natututunan dito, yung feeding of the souls. Tsaka sana po magbunga din po yon ngayong 2009 sa mga anak po namin. So, pinupuri ko po ang Panginoon.
Amen to that. Yung pagpalaing ka na pag Sunday, ikaw ay nasa church. It's really something that we can ever belittle. Something that we need to really thank God for that. Psalm 84:10, sabi, "I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God and dwell in the tents of wickedness." So, punto ron, doorkeeper ka lang para mababang uri, samantalang dweller ka sana sa isang malaking tent. But the psalmist said, this is still more privileged. You are here, a doorkeeper in the house of God, and be dwelling in the tents of wickedness. Sana gawin nating resolusyon at determinasyon itong 2009, on Sunday, on the Lord's Day, let it be, unless talagang by God's providence, unless it is by God's providence, like sickness and something of a necessity, on the Lord's Day, be with the Lord's people in the Lord's worship. And of course, we share the prayer. Parents here always share the prayer para sa ating mga anak. Sana we always pray, may it be this year. Any other thought for the remaining minutes? Thoughts or testimonies? Or additional thoughts to what I shared concerning resolutions 2009? Meron pa? Jean.
Pastor, yung lesson on the universal church at saka dun sa local church, parang ang naituro nun sa akin, ang local church ay maaaring hindi lahat doon ay truly know the Lord in a saving way. So ang implication to me, siguraduhin yung election and calling, make our election and calling sure. And also, i-build din yung faith ng mga kasama sa church. Mag-edify one another. And then, tanungin din ang bawat isa, ano ba yung faith natin? Talaga bang saved tayo? And are we in the Lord? Ganun yung effect ng lesson on me.
That's a good thought. The universal church is composed of all true believers. Walang unbelievers sa universal church. They are all sheep of Christ. John 10:16 makes that clear. But of course, local churches, all the manifestation of the universal church, they are imperfect manifestations. Kaya nga sinabi ng ating 1689 confession, even the purest churches on earth are imperfect. And imperfection will involve, it's not necessary that all members of the local church are truly saved, true Christians, and we need to keep encouraging ourselves. Sa Hebrews 10:24, ay sinabi, pay attention to one another to provoke each one to love and good works. If we need to do that, we need each other for the fellowship of the church. Last thoughts. Ipatuloy natin ipanalangin ang mga mangyayari ng 2009 in terms of the ministry of the word. Every month, humihingi ako ng panalangin sa magiging kalendaryo natin ng next month because this is something that does not come easily. When I think of the needs, the wealth of the scriptures, they are abundant, they are inexhaustible, but it is through a finite vessel. And there were times in 2008 that I struggled as to what would be appropriate for that particular period, but always the Lord gives in time, and I will again covet your prayers sa taong 2009 that the Lord will keep giving what will be appropriate for the Word of God. It will be like in John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, when Christian visited the house of the interpreter. He saw there a flame that wasn't quenched, and when he inquired why behind the wall was the Lord Jesus Christ, in the flame was Apollyon pouring water to quench the fire, but it kept its flame anyway. And when he looked at the other side of the wall, there was Christ pouring oil. So while the devil is pouring water on one side, it was the Lord Jesus, yung Panginoong Jesus, ang nagbubuhos ng langis sa kabilang panig ng pader. And the point of John Bunyan through that picture is very well taken. As the devil tries to quench your fire, the only reason why it keeps igniting is not because of your best effort. The only reason why it's igniting is because Christ pours the oil. And my prayer is that the Lord Jesus will keep pouring the oil this year for the ministry of the word. Let us close in prayer. Dakila naming Diyos, nagpapasalamat nga kaming lubos sa naganap na taong 2008 kung saan naging saksi kami. Hindi lamang sa mga makasaysayang pangyayari sa mundo o mga kaguluhan, naging saksi kami sa iyong pagkilos sa aming iglesia. Paano kang nagpamunga sa ministeryo ng iyong salita, at sapagkat hindi kami umaasa sa pamamaraan ng tao, ang bunga ng iyong salita ay hindi namin maaring ibatay sa galing ng sino mang tao, sa makinaryang gawa namin. Ito ay dahil sa kilos ng iyong biyaya at yamang pinakita mo na nakapagpapabunga ka ng salita sa pamagitan ng iyong pagpapala. Panalangin namin muli ka magpabunga sa taong 2009 at kami kasangkapanin mo. Naway maging resolusyon namin na kami ay mas maging masigasig sa aming pagpapatotoo. Ito man ay sa aming pananalangin, sa aming pagbibigay ng tract, pag-aanyaya o tuwirang pagtuturo ng salita ng Diyos. Tulungan mo kami, Panginoon, na maging masigasig yamang pinakita mong nagpapabunga ka ng iyong salita. Patuloy rin kaming umaasa sa iyo, Panginoon, sa aming panawagan. Gawin mo kaming matapat, at alam namin na ikaw ang nagbibigay ng kakayahan. You give the enabling, but it is in the way of our obedience and faithfulness to the means of grace. So help us, Lord, to resolve that being certain of our calling, we will be faithful and zealous in it. That whatever our hands find to do, we will do with all our might. Tulungan mo rin kami, Panginoon, bilang iglesia na kumilos, na mas angkop sa aming pagiging iglesyang nakasalig sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Hindi kami organisasyon na kinikilos ng yaman, ng impluensya, ng politika, kundi isa kaming iglesyang nakatindig sa iyong salita. Iglesia kami na we are a local church that manifests the universal church of Christ on earth. And you have called us to manifest it in this place. Help us, Lord, to be a faithful manifestation. And though we know we are imperfect, Help us, Lord, to do our part in fellowship with one another to provoke one another unto love and good works. So we pray, Lord, for your blessing upon us. As we know, this year, 2009, the devil will keep pouring water to dampen our zeal, to quench our fire. Yet it is the Lord Jesus who keeps pouring oil so that our fire may keep its flame. And so we ask in your mercy that you would bless us this year as we go through pains and gains, through prosperity and adversity. We are not sufficient for ourselves. We depend upon you. Do look upon us as a church. Do look upon us as individuals and families. Do look upon us as your people, that we may give you glory throughout the year. In Jesus' name we pray all these things. Amen.